This is my son Adam, who's sitting in the fifth row there. And Adam is trying to learn his way through this maze. He's trying to learn in his mind to produce a mental image, a map of how this maze is laid out so that he'll be able to get out of it quickly when it comes to test time. And he's having a pretty good time. He might get a little bit nauseous from it, but usually they don't. And he gets about 10 minutes of practice just moseying around, trying to find how to get to the exit door. And if we do that and then plop him down into three different places in the maze and see how fast he can get out, that'll give us a measure of how well he's learned the maze. And then later, we can bring him back and test him again. Well, if we bring him back, let's see if we trained him there at noon, and in this case, just let him take a nap. Don't even need a whole night of sleep, just a 90-minute nap, and then test him about dinner time. What we'd find is that if he hasn't had a nap, if he'd been awake that whole time, it'll take him about a minute longer to find his way out of the maze than it did when we tested him right after he learned it. But if he's had a nap, he'll be a minute faster. So after you've slept on this, your brain has actually created an image, a better image of how that maze is laid out. And in fact, we think now that after you sleep, what your brain is doing is producing a better image of how the world works and how you can use what you learned the day before to help you do better tomorrow.